Joining us to tell us a bit more about the new majority leader is Stephen Koff, the Washington bureau chief of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
John Boehner, now in his eighth term in the House of Representatives from Ohio. Tell us a bit about his rise to power. How did he come to do what he did?
Well, it's interesting because this is a comeback for John Boehner. John Boehner entered Congress in 1991, and then when Newt Gingrich became Speaker after the 94 election, John Boehner rose with him and became the House Conference Chairman, which is the number four spot. However, later there were some people who were a little dissatisfied with Gingrich's leadership and began discussing a possible coup. And Boehner, because he had been in a room discussing this with them or listening to them, he says he was not part of that, got a little bit of a bad reputation among leaders, and some people wanted to oust him. And after the Republican losses of 1998, Boehner was opposed for his number four slot by J.C. Watts of Oklahoma, and he lost. So he was out of leadership. Now, he became chairman of the House Education and the Workforce Committee. He had a very central role, in fact, in passing the No Child Left Behind Act. But this really signifies that he's back.
Philosophically, when you look at John Boehner and what he stands for, would you find him allied with the Gingrich Revolution? What part of Congress does he represent here?
I would say the Gingrich Revolution is very accurate. John Boehner was from a large family. His father was a tavern keeper. He grew up with, I believe, 11 brothers and sisters, and says that after seeing what his father went through with red tape or with government regulation, he finds that if you remove the red tape and let the private sector do it, the private sector can do it best.
You know, inevitably, since he's coming in at a time when everybody's talking about reform of the way the Congress does business, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny of how John Boehner has done business. What have you found out about that? What are his ties to special interests?
John Boehner certainly knows his way around K Street. Lobbyists know him pretty well. According to the Center for Public Integrity, 14 of his former staffers are now registered lobbyists. Now, there's nothing illegal or necessarily wrong about that, but since the revolving door is the focus of things in Washington right now, it makes some people uncomfortable. He has raised a lot of money both for his own campaign fund and for his leadership PAC, which is a campaign fund that he keeps to donate to other people. That's one way that you rise, by doing favors and lending money and helping other campaigns. And he's used that. But to raise money for that, he's gone repeatedly to those businesses that sometimes appear before the House Education and the Workforce Committee, specifically Sallie Mae and the student lending community, which of course relies on legislation that his committee shepherds through affecting things like the interest rates that student lenders will be able to get.
Tell us about an incident back in 1995. He was seen passing out checks from the tobacco industry lobbyists on the floor of the House. He's since apologized for that. What was going on?
Yeah, on the floor of the House. Well, he had been involved with a group of people that met regularly with business leaders and talked about common goals. One of the things that John Boehner will tell you is he shares interests with those in the private sector, less government, et cetera, et cetera. However, passing tobacco industry checks out, lobby checks on the House floor just isn't good. Doesn't look good, looks bad, and a lot of people found that embarrassing.
What about his leadership style? If we're moving from Tom DeLay, who was the hammer, and then Roy Blunt was, I think, supposed to be the velvet glove, what do you think John Boehner is?
That's a great question. I mean, John Boehner is a very, very personable guy. He's a popular guy. He seems to be a straight shooter. In fact, one of the things that he says about lobbying reform is report the stuff, require that it be reported, and then you and the press can find out about it, the public can find out about it, and everybody knows what's going on here. That's all you need to do to make sure that everybody is following the law. He's a sociable fellow. He throws legendary parties during the Republican National Conventions every 4 years. He smokes Barclay cigarettes, so he's chatty. He'll come out and smoke a cigarette and chat with members of the press. I think he's likely to be rather popular. How autocratic he is, I honestly can't tell you. How strong a fist he'll rule with, I can't tell you.
Stephen Koff, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Stephen Koff is Washington Bureau Chief of the Cleveland Plain Dealer.